This is Hannah.
This is Rachel.
And this is
What I'd Like to Tell People.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Rachel.
How is your future week?
Yeah, just so everyone knows, we're recording this in advance because I am going to be working on my condo next week and won't have time to record. So we're trying to squeeze everything in and have it all prepared so we won't miss a week. But that's what I'll be doing. My future self will be painting, probably exhausted. I will have celebrated my mom's birthday. And yeah, pretty much. So what about future Rachel?
Future Rachel has blood work and doctor's appointments, but I will be seeing my parents, so that will be nice. So,
yeah. So this episode was with my friend Matt Jones, and he recently was a manager who was let go because the store closed from White House Black Market in Charleston, West Virginia, and he kind of talks about how retail has changed during the COVID times and just malls in general, and even prior to COVID, and just how it's really impacted our local and kind of non-local or just like retail in general, just how it's impacted our retail. So we really hope you guys enjoy this episode. Hello, everyone. We are here with Matt, who is a manager at a closing White House Black Market. For some reason, it escaped me what it was called, and I almost said Black House White Market for some reason. But
close enough.
Yeah. So you mentioned before we started recording that there's 5 stores, to your knowledge, that are currently closing this month?
Yes, correct.
So do you kind of want to tell people about like working in retail, working during the pandemic, and how that has changed it? And is that why you think they're closing, or do you think it was going to close before the pandemic?
Yeah, for sure. So, at White House Black Market, we are a higher end women's retailer. So we're really about making that one-on-one connection. And unfortunately, in doing that, we really have to almost have that physical touch of putting the jacket on her, cupping her sleeves, cupping her jeans. So that really with the pandemic hurt. And then we care more towards workwear and then of course fancy gatherings and stuff. So not having those events or even going back to work, she doesn't need the product we were selling. So I think unfortunately for my location being in Charleston, we just kept our traffic died and died and died throughout the years. I think COVID just finally was the nail in the coffin. Yeah, it definitely made it interesting trying to create that same boutique and one-on-one experience, but having the COVID restrictions. And then for, 2 months we were shut down at the beginning, and we had to sell all online using an app that this company created, which was wonderful, but still you're only generating $3,400 a month. That's not enough to keep a store afloat, even just paying me as a store manager. So just, I think it's a combination of things.
Yeah. What are your plans now?
Sounds really silly, but I think I'm going to just take a couple months off to find the best right fit and almost to not really reinvent myself, but really working on what my passion for customers and even maybe styling people can go towards in the future, something a little different.
It's not a blog.
That's not silly. I think that's good. I mean, in general, how long were you with this company for?
For 5 years, but I've worked retail for 8, and then of 7 of those, I've worked in high-end retail between Cache and White House Black Market, so.
Well, so that would be good to have at least a little break to see if you want to continue maybe into that business later on, too, and maybe do more, like Hannah said, a blog or online more.
A podcast.
Yes, a podcast.
A podcast or, a style closet for people. I think that would be good. It's not silly at all. You got to reinvent yourself sometimes.
I think right now might be a really awesome time because you can work remote. You could work with people in LA or New York, or you could be, I'm going to make your career for you.
Personal stylist. You could do that too.
People still need, styled in certain careers. And then also, going back to, other people we've interviewed this year, a lot of times, the people that started like new careers or new businesses, it was because they got laid off or they got, you know, and they had to figure out like, what can I do? Like, what is your passion?
They pivoted. Like, yeah, they pivoted. Yeah. And I guess also they also did that. And they also, what was it? Well, not even pivoted. They got to find themselves more too, because then you're like, oh my goodness, I have to figure out all of this now and jump right in. Like our friend, the artist, Lindsay, she was like, had to start over and now is doing that. So
it's kind of like, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, originally I wanted to be a teacher. But I think I went to a very small private school, and I think that was the only career I saw. So then when I got into college and got my education degree, I realized that the being around people and helping people I really enjoyed would fit into retail. And then, you know, I just was able to use my abilities and strengths, you know, with my love of people to help that. So, I mean, that's a trait that can be in all kinds of different careers.
Yeah, I feel like you could do, like, marketing and all kinds of different things. And so, what has been the process of closing? So today, so before we started recording, you mentioned that today was the last day of having the general public or the public.
Yes. So we got word a month ago that we were closing, and then we just really been trying to sell what product we have, and then we're slowly shipping out all the product to different stores, depending on what the company says, and then just really trying to still maintain that customer base of letting them know, hey, we're still online. You know, if you do need help, like, here's my number. I'm not getting paid, but still, like, if you want to reach out, you can. And just trying, because Charleston's a really small town like Hannah's. I mean, it's your family. Like, everyone knows everybody somehow. So really just trying to keep that relationship built, even if it's silly to help a company that is closing your store, but you want to help the greater good.
Well, you also want to keep that relationship, like you just said, because it's good to have a good relationship, because you never know if there is something, an opportunity with that customer or maybe old client later on that they could help you with too. You never know.
No, you don't.
Do you think you would ever open your own boutique?
I've tossed around that idea. I think it could be fun if you could find the stuff that people want, which is definitely... I think that's the name of the game right now with COVID. So maybe post-COVID and everything gets back to somewhat normal, then that could be something definitely to look into.
Yeah. I think there's definitely a way, like, I think fashion in general is going to have to be kind of reinvented. At the beginning of the pandemic, we interviewed a, like, fashion blog. She's written a few, or, like, books and stuff on it, and she was kind of talking about how, you know, she's a stylist, I guess, not fashion blog, but she's a stylist, and that kind of has ended because people don't really, you know, as you said, they're not going into work. They don't need to be styled, but she had to, like, try to figure out a different way to do it. And she mentioned that it's going to change the fashion because people don't really need new clothes. They don't need, you know, a bunch of stuff. So it's like how to reinvent that to have a base back with fashion.
We're owned by Chico's FAS, which also is Chico's, of course, White House Black Market, and then Soma, which is like Intimates.
So
their stuff skyrocketed because they were very like stay at home, work from home, and we just had a hard time transitioning that with what we've already bought, and then trying to design things. It just didn't work out for White House very well, but I mean, Soma is really carrying the brand right now, which is nice.
It would have been cool if it was like, what was it, the loft one that they have, the more...
Lou and Gray.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes,
yes. But that's really hard, though, during a pandemic, too. So you have to figure,
I guess it needs to be, like, instead of White House Black Market, it's like White House and stay in your room.
Exactly.
I think retail, though, and just like you said, clothes are changing, though, because even online, Amazon is mostly taking a lot of those sales, even from... T-shirt markets too, so a lot of people are ordering like handmade T-shirts there too. So I feel like a lot of jobs are unfortunately in a good way because of, well, it's a pandemic, but also unfortunately for people like yourself and others who own like own businesses, it does get taken away. So there's a double-edged sword, unfortunately, moving online because you don't get that personal, like you said, and I love the personal.
even before the pandemic, I feel like malls in general, especially the Charleston Town Center, they were kind of, you know, dwindling down because of online and things. And did you noticed that by working there, right? You
mentioned. Yeah. So about 2 years ago, the company rolled out what's called Style Connect. So basically we get a website created just for our store, which it's a link or whatever URL, but it's tied to the website. So whatever the customer buy on that, using that URL, we actually get credit for it as a store. So we pushed for that, which helped. I mean, we were number 2 out of like 13 stores in the district with making them during those sales. So that has helped. But I think just the overhead, and I mean, honestly, in our mall alone, this month there's 5 stores closing. Before before Thanksgiving, there was 3. So I think there's more to the bigger picture for the town center, which is sad. So
was the town center.
Such a mm-hmm. What, Rachel?
Oh, I was just going to say, was the we have a town center in Springfield, and unfortunately, a lot of those were closing because it was too higher up, you know, retail, like not Coach, but others. Was there a lot of that in that mall or in that town center too, for it to close more, you know, because of affording?
Not really. I mean, we had a cachet that closed 8 years ago. We had White House. We had a Coach that closed probably 3 years ago, and our Macy's closed. I think being downtown, our downtown's not.
And you had to pay for parking.
Yes.
I think that was a big problem. And there were homeless people that could just walk in off the streets.
Yes. And downtown's not awfully scary, but like at times it could be a little sketchy. I think it's just they waited too long to do something about it, personally.
And the parking garage like came crashing down a few years ago, too.
I'm hoping, I mean, minus the pandemic right now, are they still trying to redo a lot of it then to get it more genified?
No, because the common like thread between all of us closing is they're not renewing our lease for whatever reason. So, you know, whether it's too expensive or what, I don't think they want a mall in there for whatever reason, like retail is kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so they might just try to change up the whole downtown area, it sounds like. Yeah. Oh.
Well, I mean, they recently, so the Civic Center is right beside there, and they recently, like, remodeled it. So maybe that they're going to, like, do something with that.
Maybe another hotel. There's a ton of hotels in downtown Charleston. It's a little ridiculous, but.
They're gambling there, right?
That's incredible. No, that's about 20 minutes away, 15 minutes away.
So everybody gets confused, Matt. So there's a Charleston, which is where I'm from, and a Charlestown, which is in the top part of West Virginia.
And they have a casino. Yes.
Everybody thinks I'm from Charlestown, and I'm like, no, Charleston. I'm not even from Charleston.
I'm just a Northern Virginia baby who doesn't know anything.
No, West by God, Virginia.
I know in Maryland, though, once you cross that river, you could go gambling.
Yes, you can.
Yes, so it's all good.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, so have you thought about even having, like, another position within White House Black Market or, like, one of their other stores since you said that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my district manager and I talked about that, but I'm not relocatable. We just bought a house, actually, in Charleston, so... Unfortunately, Unfortunately, being the only one in the state, I can't do that, which is fine. I mean, I think it's time to really.
As I said, there's so many like remote options and so many like amazing, you know, job opportunities that I think you could really expand and stay in Charleston.
Exactly. That's what
freelance. Yeah, freelance, helping other, you know, there's so many different. Like Hannah said, opportunities, and if you ever wanted to take another marketing class or just do classes online, now there's even free ones with Google. So it's kind of like you have a lot of options.
Too. Exactly, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all about scheduling.
This is a new start, and if you want to write a book or anything, like this is your like brand new, fresh start. New Matt.
What's your other passions though, besides that?
I like helping people. I like to shop. I like to travel, kind of just the normal stuff. But I really think, you know, helping people, which is, if I would have known what I knew now, of course, being, you know, 13, 14, 15, there's so many different ways to help people other than just teaching or whatever. So I think, you know, maybe taking an extra class or maybe getting a different degree could help.
I mean, it can only help you grow, right? Exactly. That's all it can do. And even if you say you dislike that one class or whatever, hey, at least you tried it, right? And you know what you want, you don't want to do.
When is your last day? Like how, like, so now that today was the last day for the public, now you guys are just kind of clearing out the store for...
Yes, so we have today, tomorrow and Thursday to pack everything up, and then we'll give our keys over to the general contractor.
You're going to have a party, like a little COVID distant goodbye party.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so sad. So how many people work at your store right now? Have you like lowered it?
Yeah, we have loaded. I used to have a staff of 15, which was an assistant manager, two part-time managers, and then, 12 stylists, and now we're down to a staff of 5.
So, was that really hard?
Yeah, it got hard. Definitely, like, with the payroll hours given, it was really just the managers working, so we needed just a couple extras just to help with call-ins. Which was okay, because most people didn't want to come back, or they, you know, realized, I think a lot of people realized during the shutdowns that their part-time jobs they didn't really almost need because they had to survive on their full-time job, you know,
right,
without the extra income, so.
Yeah.
When did it start to hit home for you? Like, you knew that, like, it was starting to maybe close, kind of, like, dwindle, I guess, you know, with COVID, if that makes sense.
Honestly, when we came back in, I believe, June, July, that was when it was kind of, like, slower, and you saw numbers, and I was hoping we could get past the, like, one-year mark after COVID to see how numbers were, but that hit, and then when we lost Francesca's
That closed in my neighborhood, too.
I love Francesca.
We lost that right before Thanksgiving.
I think they all closed. I think every single Francesca closed.
Rachel doesn't have
a good online store, not to be mean, but they didn't. They never had all their dresses on there. I'm so sad. Anyways.
It's all, I don't know. It's like one of those things that I feel like it's hitting so many people in so many ways. And I think that we are just hoping, we're like, okay, it's going to end, you know, here. And then, you know, like it's going to end this month, or we only have one more month. And then that just keeps getting extended. And now we're almost into a year of it. And it's like, okay, after COVID, I'm going to do this. But it's like, when is after COVID?
Because you have to kind of go with COVID at this now, pretty much.
Yeah, it's kind of now, like, what can I do during COVID? Like, what can be done versus after? I am excited to see what you plan to do. Like, I think you're going to do great things. I feel like you're at like the perfect age that like you have a house, you have this, like, you know, you can just do it.
You take your time and find yourself and you'll do great things. And this was one chapter that closed, right? And then there's going to be a new one and you might struggle a little, but you might.
Hey, that's okay.
It's okay. It's life. It's a lot better than
I feel like your struggles now. You're going to do amazing. I'm putting those vibes.
Exactly. And also there's people that are in worse situations that have lost jobs than I have. So,
you don't have 5 kids that you have to worry about feeding yet.
And also don't invalidate yourself either, right? Like everyone's situation's different. It was just as hard for you, right? So it's kind of like it stinks, but you know, everyone's situation.
Now's your time to be a foster dad.
That's true. I don't know how Nick would feel about that, but maybe.
We joked about this at Christmas. It's not completely random. You have the room.
That's true.
We want to see your house now, though.
I've seen it.
It's wonderful. There's pictures on Facebook. Just send me a request.
I'll just send you a request and stuff. Yeah, okay. Thank you. I think though, honestly, it's just a hard time for everyone. And it's hard to even, like, I know we keep repeating it, but I think it's good to have people know they're also not alone with this episode that you're doing with us, because a lot of people are like, well, why is it only me? Why can't I get this job right now? It's like, no, you're not alone. It's just a lot, like a lot of companies are struggling too, to just figure out how to help their employees. So. So,
so have you talked to other stores in the mall and other people that have left and like what their thoughts are on like the mall's closing and like their stores and what they plan to do?
Yeah, I mean, the consensus has been the leases. Victoria's Secret closed, I want to say, a week and a half ago, and it was within a week. Like, they found out on a Sunday, they closed Saturday. So some of them are going to try to do, you know, different, you know, sell from home stuff. And then Buckle is actually moving up to Southridge, which is nice. They'll be freestanding, so that's another store. I think it's really just a lot of people reevaluating their life and what's worth it to them. I mean, because we've got adjusted from going to working between, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. to now only work 10 to 6. So I think we've realized, like, our time's more important than money. So I think, which is wonderful if you can do that. So I think it's really people reevaluating once again, COVID showing people what really matters. It's not the money. It's always nice to have the money, but really it's the people and the time you have with them. Even if it's over Zoom or out to dinner, socially distance, it's really finding that time for you and others.
Well, your health, exactly. It's definitely one of the most important things too, because like all you have is yourself in the end. When I was on I was on this little chat thing, and people were like asking, "Oh, where can we go get dinner and stuff?" And I was like, "Why don't you just stay home and then order in, and then you know you could still tip your waitresses, et cetera, and all this stuff." Someone got really mad at me though and said, "Well, they don't get tipped well or anything like that. But what you just said was it's about either your life and your health or it's about money." And I'm thinking of these people, I guess in my brain, I'm thinking of their health with their families and themselves, because that's all you have is time with your family, time with your friend, like, and yourself.
As Oprah says, the best gift you can get, I think the way she starts her podcast is like, the best gift you can give yourself is time.
Exactly.
In her voice.
Exactly. You have time, you know, and time and health is what matters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like it is sad. And I think, you know, it's not just the Charleston Town Center. Mm-hmm. It's like malls in general. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, I live in like a shopping center neighborhood, and we've had like new places have opened during the pandemic, like Sephora just opened up, but Francesca's closed. A furniture store recently moved and then closed, like a clothing store that was Nordstrom Rack, and then there's, maybe it is Nordstrom Rack, they closed, and then the furniture store moved into that building, and then the furniture store closed like right after they moved into a new spot. And so I feel like it's like, oh my gosh, what is going to close next? You know, it's like things are kind of opening, but there's so many empty places and like stores just closing all around. And it's,
well, one of my friends that works actually he worked in your shopping area at the White House Black Market, and he's now working over in Potomac, Maryland. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And
the Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yes, his store is a must-win store, so they have to make money. Like, they should make money, so they have to. We're talking probably $2 to $3 million stores, and they're struggling. So it's definitely, and it's in the mall, it's inside mall. So it's really the mall.
Were they struggling before the pandemic also though? Because I just noticed a lot have been struggling like with mall wise.
That I'm not sure about, because I just met him right before the pandemic. So he just went there, but I'm sure. I mean, I feel like malls in general are really hurting.
Right.
Well, I think because of like online, and then also, I mean, people were working remotely before. I feel like at leisure, if I could speak, we're starting to kind of become a bigger thing. So you don't need to like completely dress up or, you know.
Oh, I wish.
And like my customer base, like when they opened White House Black Market in 2013. And most of our customers were younger, at least in my location. Yeah. So
my customers. I saw one in Lancaster in 2009. That's why I was like.
So they were more.
Open.
Yeah. So they're more young professionals who are either engaged, just got married, and now they have kids who are, you know, 13, 14. They have stuff to do with them. They don't have time to either shop or go anywhere except to help their kids out. So that hurt us too a little bit.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah.
And I think people just want to throw on, at least for me, I just want to throw on a nice pair of yoga pants and, like, you know, a sweater in the winter, not dress up. I mean, I do have a lot of dressy clothes for the office. Like, I do dress up, but I've not been in the office for a year. And, like, even then...
We dressed up for our interviews, too, when we would have people over, too.
Well, that's because I would come home from work.
Yeah, but I also did it anyway.
Not that I, like, only dressed up for the interview.
Whatever. This was the first year, though, I wore yoga pants out. Like, I only wear them if I'm working out, but I never, for some reason, wore yoga pants ever. I love it with me. Cold out and you wore it with a dress or something. But now I'm like in that no F's given phase. Like,
exactly.
I just wore a mail box with a blanket around my shoulders being like, whatever, I'm an old woman now. I just don't care.
Well, and I feel like fashion's probably gonna also change. It's like, do people want to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars on an outfit when you can just kind of,
or just,
you know, get those yoga pants?
Exactly. Where I feel like, too, the women that spend that money on, the, you know, that might spend that $100 on a blouse or a sweater, they want it to be so unique that they don't see themselves walking. And unfortunately, some of the major brands have the issue of figuring out how to get enough out there for customers, but not see yourself walking down the street. You know, that's kind of the downfall for some people, I think, you know, or not.
Like, they don't want to be dressed the same.
Yes.
Which is interesting because, say, if I bought that $100 blouse, I would have that for years and just rewear it over and over again because I know it's that $100 blouse.
Exactly.
And Jane Fonda, though, just to help with the environment, is not buying any more clothes. She's rewearing all of our clothes and reusing. I think that's cool too. If you could, and if you buy a piece every once in a while, I think that's good too. But in a way, to help with our environment too, I guess. Unfortunately, the fashion industry.
I don't know. I used to do this monthly meeting at work where I would have to get in front of people, like a couple hundred people, and on video. This is pre-pandemic and virtual, and I would buy a new outfit every month. That was not cheap because I had to look. I felt like I was like, this is my splurge.
Exactly. Oh.
But if it makes you feel good, right, and confident, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and people talked about what I wore. They would, like, message me. It was all, you know, I felt like a movie star. I had to prove it. They're like, I love your skirt. I did get one skirt at Target. But I had to buy, like, the shirt elsewhere. So
Caitlin Collins on CNN, though, she's cool, though, because she reuses her clothes, too. But I've noticed she did that a lot more during this pandemic. So I'm wondering. But I see her blazers, and I'm like, you always just look so sharp. And then I got repetition.
I'll never forget, like, Paris Hilton said she couldn't wear something twice because she was being photographed in it. And I think we kind of started, you know, in like the 2000s being like, oh, we can't wear something over again. So I think that will probably change. And also, like, reusing, you know, I feel like we throw away a lot of clothes and maybe we won't do that after this.
It's true. I mean, yeah, I do think you're right, though, about the 2000s, honestly.
Like, a lot of Facebook and MySpace started with pictures. Right, and like, I get in that, too.
Yeah.
You always had to have something new or look good. Or I was emo. So, like, I always had to have the emo trend. And so, yeah.
My top is just to wear black, and then it doesn't matter.
No, black is the best color.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter.
I dye my hair all the time.
It's just, you know, you can change it up.
Yeah. So. And that's the one good thing about White House is their clothes are versatile. So I hate the fact that, you know, if they would leave as a brand, like, you can rewear their clothes and switch it up, which I think maybe if there's more education, too, about how you rewear something.
And maybe that's something you can do, the education.
That's true, and especially with all that you learned there, too, and, you know, like, the styles, because that store I've always loved. It's so classy and timeless with all their pieces. And that's why I guess my brother's ex-girlfriend loved it too. I never knew about the store until I went there and I was like, this is awesome. But I don't think you guys had the sizes at the time I needed, though, because we're super
petite. Yeah, I remember in college, yeah. I feel like they didn't have petite. They might now, but
no, we got petites like 3 years ago, I believe.
Yeah. See, that's why I stopped shopping there. No offense.
Exactly.
I could get a shirt or something, but mm-hmm. I like it was still. TELLINGPOPLE. Telling people. Did I win?
No, you just told people how they can get 15% off our merch.
They'll just need to go to our new website and hit merch and order our wonderful t-shirts with our faces on them.
Order now. More information in our episode notes.
Now back to our episode.
Matt, what would you like to tell people?
I would like to tell people that they really need to focus on when they're shopping, who they're shopping with. I know it's super important to support our local business owners. At the same time, your malls, your strip centers, they're still somewhat local. And, you know, shopping online also is wonderful, but, you know, you will eventually need that instant gratification of a outlet for a night out that you can't get because you didn't order when they had a sale. So just really look at, you know, what you value, but still, we can't be all in this online digital world all the time. You still need that one-on-one. So really remember that the people around you, whether they're your local boutique or they're your, maybe your local Macy's, those are still considered your local people. So try to spread the love a little bit, which I think would help, and just really make sure we get to the malls and help support business however you can.
Yeah, I like that. And I just really hope you get to do something amazing, and, you know, I'm excited for a follow-up.
Well, thank you. I am too. I'm excited, so.
I think it's going to be great, honestly. Yeah. I don't know you that well, but I think, you know, it will be great. It will be a new adventure for you, and I agree. It's all like, you need that personal time. That's why I loved going to the mall, too, was just to walk and then even talk to retail people.
Exactly.
I became friends with some of them, too, because
yes, you do.
It's our therapist. It's mm-hmm. a therapist.
Yeah. I definitely love retail therapy, and I hope it doesn't go away because I think
we do need that.
Well, it was our Hannah's and my tradition, too. We would try to do that, once a month or so to get dinner.
Yeah, I do like to buy things on sale. I'm a bargain shopper.
But I want to, so it's nice.
Yes, it is.
But if you do find something that you really love and it's on sale and you're like, you want to get it right then, yeah, it's fine.
No, I watched it. I, like, come back to
this. Oh, see, I don't have the impulse control. I have to have it if it's, like, something I love.
Yeah, like for me,
it depends. I like to watch things.
Yeah,
and I do. I like stock items, mm-hmm. and like once they've come on sale, like for instance, the pillows that are on my balcony, mm-hmm. I got them from West Elm, and they were I want to say like $60 a pillow or something, and I got them for $10 a pillow.
Wow.
Because I went in and I watched them drop and drop. But yep. I also live in a neighborhood where I can do, like, walk right. by a place every day and watch it.
I do that too, but at the same time, though, like, when I do, like, for shoes, because I have such a small foot, mm-hmm. I just kind of jump on it because I'm only size 4 or 5.
Oh, wow.
And so if they have it in stock or if they even have something, I'm like, okie dokie, gonna get
Shoes are another story. Yeah. Pillows and shirts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pillows are
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on and
thanks
talking.
For having me.
And I hate that it's closing, but I do think that it's like you're closing one door and another door is opening.
Exactly.
For you.
Thank you.
Yep. Exactly.
And I really think this episode will help other people going through the same thing. Like, and I feel like you are very positive, or I think you are a positive person. So I feel like it will help other people.
Well, thank you guys so much. It was great to meet you, Rachel, and see you again, Hannah.
Great to meet you, Matt.
I always enjoy seeing you.
And to you.
Hannah, what did you think about this episode?
Well, I love Matt, so I feel like I just enjoy talking to him. And I really think this is a topic that people don't hear, or maybe they do hear all the time, you know, about retail closing, but you don't really hear about it firsthand. Like, we know that COVID has impacted a lot of people's life and well-being, but actually, like, hearing a story or just like him telling his side of the story really, you know, here just gives another view. Because here I work from home, I've stopped shopping in stores and done this, but it's like it really has impacted someone that that's their livelihood. And it's like, how can we save those jobs? Like, we can't always, you know, as you said, like, we can't just live an online life. Like, we have to still have that human connection, and it will be interesting to see how we can still do that safely. So what did you think?
It really does put perspective into everything, because as you said, we're not actually in retail, and that's not our livelihood. So we never really thought, oh, you know, this stinks, this store is closing, but it's like, but that's also someone's job that helps put food on the table. So when you have to learn how to pivot and come up with new things in life, it's definitely scary and definitely makes you think about, well, what is he going to do next? And the good news is with him, he at least gets to think about that and has, it seems like, a great support system. So I feel like, though, it's good that he gets to think about it, but it also gets us to think about more people who have been affected this way, and how do we get them back safely to work, and how, I guess, we turn online shopping into finally physically doing it again in the future, because I feel like a lot of people are questioning that. So who knows? It's a lot to think about, that's for sure, but I definitely feel that he's going to do something great in the future, and I hope we could solve this whole, let's hopefully we could be all safe together and get to have this personal experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm excited to see where he's going to go, because I really, you know, believe that he's going to do great things. So next week's episode is with Carlin Williams, and she is going to talk about All Snap Social. So we hope you guys tune in next week to listen to her.
What I'd Like to Tell People is an independent podcast recorded and edited by us, Rachel and
Hannah. Our theme song is written and recorded by Sean Price.
Please like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can receive the latest episode. Also, rate and review our episodes so we can receive more listeners.
Go to our website, www.whatidliketotellpeople.com. Find the link and more information in the episode notes.
Until next week.
And this was What I'd Like to Tell People.